Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I would say I want to sing a song for you, but I don't. I really don't. But I would like to hear from you. So if you want to give me a shout out or give me a call or ask a question, maybe you just want your chat. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You want to hang out with me on another level? You can always go to Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room, play some music, play a video game, all that good stuff. I mean, we can get all personal and digitally intimate. That's what I'm talking about, digital intimacy. We share those electronic moments that just make us feel all good inside about ourselves, right? That's where it's at, right? Feeling good inside. And I want to be there for you digitally. You feel my digital energy right now, don't you? I know. I see you. Little electrodes is working. Anyway, social media, if you want to jump into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. I think one of his butt cheeks is bigger than the other one, a.k.a. I think he's got like 3 hairs on his left shoulder and none on his right. It's a lot of a.k.a.s. Anyway, you want to jump to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, just ask to get in, and we'll let you in. Maybe. So long as you're not trying to stalk me. You can stalk Mr. J. You can stalk Brown Sugar. Just don't stalk me. I'm cool with you stalking them, but me, no. I'm being selfish this week. I'm in my anti-stalker mode. In pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, and we can talk a taste. So long as you want to stalk my co-host and not me. Just a little. Just because. I don't know why. I just said that. It just, maybe it's a Friday Eve thing that it just, it's coming out of me like throw up. It's just, it's coming. And speaking of coming, I'm going to give a special shout out to my bird homies who once again dropped it like it was hot on my windshield today. Thank you. I don't know who you are. And, you know, if a snake is constricting your ass right now, I can't say that I'd be sorry. Maybe you'll stop shitting on people's windshields. Just saying. It's like, and they got me in the exact same place from last week. It's like, so it's like, I just like your windshield and I'm going to shit on your windshield in the exact same space. That's all I'm saying. Shout out to my bird homies. I really, 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 really hope nothing constricting happens to you. And speaking of constricting, records, we're in the apocalypse, so I expect pretty much everything. We're in the most wonderful time of the year. for some people. So I'm double expecting anything. Man, I saw this. There's a Minnesota team that broke the Guinness Book of World Records for having the widest gape in his mouth. He has broken his own record. His record used to be he could open his mouth 3.67 inches, but he lost that record to another Pennsylvania teenager just a few months later, because apparently being able to open up my mouth really, really wide is a thing. And so he recaptured the record after his gait was measured at a full 4 inches. And in his words, he says, "I guess it just grew over time as I grew. Maybe doing it, opening my mouth, stretches it out. Maybe that helped too." So, when I thought about mouth gates, I had a totally different vision. I've always had a totally different vision. I didn't know that was a thing that, like, you know what? I'm going to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for having my mouth open. Just wide open. 4 inches. So, for all my mouth gapers out there, you got a record to aspire to. You got a record to aspire to. I can't. So, y'all, I know people wonder, why? Why do you care about these stupid records? Why are we talking about these stupid records? And I'm like, that's my question too. Why? Why? Why do we care if you can push a balloon with your forehead for how many meters? Okay. Okay. And now we got young people. They ain't aspiring to do nothing important in life. You know, cure cancer, cure the common cold, you know, do something really important. Nah. I can open up my mouth 4 inches, yo. That's the aspiration. See, I'm just trying to say, as a species, we just lowered the bar. It's like we talking about getting low, like when Lil Jon was talking about getting low, and before Lil Jon, it was limbo, right? How low can you go? He's saying, if we aspiring to open our mouth really, really wide, and that's cool, I can dig it, but we're aspiring, that's our goal in life, and we got people who got over 200 records that kind of don't make sense. That's what we aspire to, because, you know, he broke a record and somebody else is like, I can open up my mouth wider than you can. Then he's like, nah, my mouth can open up wider. I mean, y'all can't see how that argument looked really, really stupid. I'm just saying, aspirations to do stuff and help people and all that other. And we can be entertaining while we're helping people. And this is where I ask that question. Maybe it's rhetorical, maybe it's not. But can you really hang out with a person who aspires to have their mouth wide open. That's it. Now, there are certain connotations to that, right? It's depending on the person and why they got their mouth open. We know that those are cool things. I'm thinking about it now, and I'm like, yeah, that's really, really cool. But for the world record, as that's you aspire to that publicly. In the bedroom, yeah. Out of bedroom, not so much. Just a thought. But, you know, since I'm talking about that, I might as well go ahead on and jump right into Dumbass of the Week. Because once again, that's what I'm talking about. We getting really, really low. There's a California man who's accused of robbing a Delaware bank and trying to get rid of the evidence by depositing cash into the ATM right outside of the bank. So, I'm going to repeat that because maybe you didn't hear that. Homie, McRobert Williams. Your name is McRoberts. Your parents set you up for defeat. Not that I'm if your name is McRobert, I ain't trying to diss. I'm just saying that if you run across somebody saying name is McRoberts, you're like, okay, they did you a disservice. And so McRobert Williams, he robbed the Wells Fargo and tried to get rid of the evidence right outside in the ATM. You have to be really, really special. Really, really special. I'm going to get rid of the evidence in the ATM outside where I rock. You know, this is where you just like, wow. Wow. And so I look at it from a parental point of view, right? When you're the parent of somebody that does something like that, because then folks are saying, does the apple fall far from the tree? And you're like, nah, I'd have never done that. I'd have robbed the bank and deposited it in the ATM across town. Right? That's what they would say. I'm just thinking that. Not too far from the tree. Not too far. It just falls right there. And I'm sure McRoberts, let me put the S on it. I don't want to take nothing away from you. McRoberts Williams. I'm sure he thought it out. I mean, he gave him a note. He said he was robbing the bank. And then got the cash and he left. And once he got outside, he's like, man, I can put this money in the ATM. You see, y'all see, maybe you don't see what I'm saying because maybe I shouldn't tie in. Maybe I shouldn't tie in the Guinness Book and how low the bar is and the fact that people rob a bank and try to deposit it in the ATM right outside the bank. But I'm saying the words, they're not escaping me. they're sitting there. It's because for some reason, just making sense is too hard. It's like I don't want to make sense. You know, the whole term stuck on stupid. Like literally stuck on stupid. Like, you know what? I'm feeling really stupid today. Cannot go out and spread, because we talk about spreading holiday cheer, right? But now we gonna spread holiday stupid. That's where we at. Sharing the stupid. And so, exhibit A. I'm gonna rob a bank and get rid of the evidence in the ATM right outside the bank. Exhibit A, B, and C. McRoberts Williams, my dumbass of the week, and a contender for dumbass of the year. A hardcore contender for dumbass of the year, because I'm going to guess that pretty much anybody that I ask, would they do that? And I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to see what people say. If you robbed a bank, would you try to get rid of the evidence in the ATM right outside the bank? I'm going to ask people that. I want to see the look on their face. And I want to see if people would say, yeah, I would consider doing that. I'm just, because I know there's going to be like a couple like, yeah, that makes sense. And so those going to be the ones that you just say, you know what? It's not going to end up well for you. You just say it in your head. And that's it. I'm going on break because I need a break. So this is Thurs. Dope. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. That was Thirst. Dope. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so I saw there's a former NFL player who was accused of shooting and killing six people in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and then killed himself also. They found that he had unusually severe CTE. One of Boston researchers said, because they study the brain of football players and people that were killers. And so he was 32 at the time of his death. And the disease CTE stands for chronic traumatic. And I'm going to try to say it in one try. Hopefully it's going to come out right. Encephalopathy. I know I said it wrong, but CTE. And it's associated closely with repeated head trauma. Now, it's been said, and I mean, remember Will Smith did a movie, it got Oscar nominations and all that. And so we focus on the actor as opposed to what he was talking about, which is they say playing football is the equivalent of getting in the car wreck every day. Now, you start to put that into perspective. Anybody who's ever been whiplashed and, car accident, it's not a nice feeling. It's definitely not comfortable. And you start thinking about what we say, whiplash, and how, that first day, you don't necessarily feel it. But then the effects can come on to you much later. Then you start thinking, getting shaken up, right? I mean, because we know infants, if you shake an infant, you kill them. So you start thinking about grown folks, even though you're a little bit stronger, your stuff is together, you have repeated head trauma. And, they said people, and this is researchers, they said people with CTE, Stage 2 CTE, which would probably be most football players, would experience aggression, impulsivity, depression, paranoia, anxiety, poor executive function, and memory loss. That's a whole lot. I mean, that's a whole lot to chew on, right? But we love football. I mean, I watch college football. And you start thinking about the young men who aspire, because NFL, there's money in it, right? And so you start, because the money is important and you can live a certain lifestyle, you're cool with aggression, impulsivity, depression, paranoia, anxiety, poor executive function, and memory loss, because I'll be rich, potentially. Now, we start looking at, because it's like a lottery, right? It's an athletic lottery. Now, for me, playing lotteries, I just go to the corner store. So, I got my cash. I get my lottery ticket. So the only risk that I have is, maybe somebody won't rob that store that day.
That's my risk, right? But I'm not going, and if I win, I might be well to do. But I'm not going to have all of those other creature features. Right? I mean, aggression, because it turns you into a monster, right? We watch monster movies. You're a monster now. You have that aggression, impulsivity, like Godzilla was chasing after Kong. Like, nah, I'm the one, right? We're gonna go sci-fi with it. So Godzilla was aggressive, had that impulse. You think you shit. Depression, because you think you the shit. Paranoia, because you think you the shit. Anxiety, I'm gonna kill you, bitch. Poor executive function, because it didn't make sense, because you ain't being threatened, but just because you on the board, I won't try to kill you. Memory loss. I don't know about memory, but I'm going to guess Godzilla might have some memory loss. He'd have been in a few battles, right? King Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla, Godzilla versus Gigan, Megalon, Megaguirus. Got a lot of battles. Godzilla, an OG veteran in the game of head trauma. So technically, Godzilla has some CTE. Maybe Godzilla has some CTE. We wouldn't care, though, because Godzilla's been in a lot of great movies that we watch. Very entertaining. Very, very entertaining. I mean, I got the action figures on my mantle to myself, or shrine to myself, as my son calls it. And I was inspired by Godzilla's senseless stage 2 CTE to worship him in a way. And this is a fictitious creature. So imagine if you put that stuff and that same connotation on a real person. How that sounds, how that feels. It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. And so now we start thinking about Philip Adams. It's a senseless crime. He shot and killed 6 people and himself. And you find out that essentially he's brain damaged. But he got rich. People knew who he was. He's a famous football player, semi-famous football player. A lot of people, their lives revolved around him entertaining them. And this is where it ends. Now, Godzilla. We're going to take it back to Godzilla. Am I watching Godzilla again? Yeah. Godzilla's a fictitious character. So Godzilla's sitting around at the end of his days, like, were you not entertained? This is where Godzilla do his gladiator speech. Were you not entertained? Right? He's just sitting there on his tail. He's chilling. Do we care? Maybe. Maybe not. But just saying. Philip Adams is Godzilla. Godzilla is Philip Adams. Both entertaining. Both maybe go out on their shield. Only thing is, one of them is real life. And the other one is going to go on to keep on entertaining us because they're just a figment of our imagination. But the CTE and the habits that come behind them are not. Just my public service announcement. And I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I can't go a show without talking about a conspiracy theory. A man's right to choose. That is so being taken away from us. a man's right to choose. A lot of times we talk about a woman's right to choose. Woman's got the right to, you know, say what's going to happen with her body. I support that. But what about a man's right to choose? We know there are certain things that people do that just don't make sense to us, and so we legislate against it, right? So, there was in Germany, and it's the second such case where it was a 67-year-old electrician. He received 8.5-year jail term. Why? He was castrating men on his kitchen table. And so they said, and I'm going to quote the article, while the sadomasochist operations were conducted at the men's request, the court found their consent to be legally invalid. Now, shit sounds horrendous, right? Dudes say, I have a penis, but I don't want it no more. Most of us think Lorraine and Bobbitt throwing John Bobbitt's dick out the window. You gotta search for it. You know, most people think like that, right? And we're, but that was involuntary, right? He wasn't asking for his dick to be cut off. Because we're in a whole trans movement right now, right? People like, hey, you know what? I don't want a penis no more. And there's people who are like, I don't want a vagina no more. So they have the right to say, I don't want it no more. Yeah, I was born with it, but I want something else. I got the right to choose. And I'm like, they said, the court found their consent to be legally invalid. And I'm like, wait, so I can't do what I want with my body? It ain't your body. As horrible as it sounds, if I don't want my dick, if I want to cut my dick off, throw it in the trunk, I should have the right to throw my dick in the trunk. I don't want it no more. I want something. I just want a hole in my body. I don't want a penis. I just want a bigger hole. I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't know what the motivation is. Shouldn't even matter, right? Shouldn't even matter. I got the right to choose. So like when they say women got the right to choose, men got the right to, there's a bunch of men. There was the men in Arizona. They were, yes, can you please cut my dick off? They're begging other men to cut their dick off. And I'm like, you know what? You should have the right. So, where is the conspiracy theory? Where the hell are you going, Mr. FCN? Where are we not understanding the conspiracy? Well, here's where my conspiracy theory comes in. Because from time to time, I may spontaneously think weird. Because I'm, I don't know, we can give it all kinds of terms. I'm just saying, I just have a thought. Maybe we don't want men to cut their dicks off because, I'm going to be racist here, I'm going to be racially insensitive and probably subjective. This sounds like a white person concept. It'll catch on with other races. That I'm sure. Because it always catches on, right? We have the black dude who was the dumbass of the week. You know, fucking horses. Cross country. Used to be, you could say, no, that black dude wouldn't do that. But Koshan proved us wrong. And so now we have groups of white men for the most part. And I'm sure there's some others in there, but I'm gonna take a leap of racist face that is a bunch of white dudes who want to cut their dicks off and or have somebody cut their dicks off and it's like, yeah, dude, I'm ready. I need you to cut my dick off, dude. It's happening. And it happened here in America, and it happened in Germany. They were exercising their man's right to choose to have a penis or not have a penis. So my conspiracy is, do you want white men to keep their dicks so that they can make white babies? I thought that. I thought that's the only reason why I can see you can justify putting folks in jail for cutting off a piece of their body. Because, you know, put people in jail when they do plastic surgery and cut their tongue so they look like a snake. I mean, we've got people who's looking like straight up weird creatures. Like, literally. We ain't putting none of them in jail. But a white dude talking about cutting his penis off, it's like, hey, that might catch on. We can't have that. At least in my humble racist speculation. That's my racist speculation. That's my thought. The only reason why you not want men to cut their penises off. Yeah. Yeah. No, it ain't Dexter. It's straight up, I'm just cutting my dick off. And damn it, they have the right to cut their dick off. Yes, magnificent human, cut your dick off. You have the right to cut your dick. If you have a penis, you can cut it off. I mean, women reduce the breast. They cut their breasts off. People do stuff, right? You have the right to do it. I'm just saying, whenever it comes to the penis and vagina and may or may not affect birth rates or whatnot, folks go to jail. It's just a casual observation. And so it happened in Arizona, happened in Germany. So there is cut my dick off synergy in the world. And they used to have eunuchs back in the day. So I'm like, they had eunuchs as slaves. And so we say slavery is illegal, but being a eunuch, is that illegal? By choice. Because I'm going to keep riding in the by choice train. The chugga chugga choo choo train. And see, this is the mental thing. They don't want that to be the mental train. Because when we think about running the train, it's a sexual connotation, right? So running a train where there's a train of dudes who are like cutting it off. That's it. Just cutting it off. One could say, if we're being metaphysical, maybe there's something. You could say guilty DNA, whatnot, like, you know what? I don't even need to continue this penile line. This sperm shouldn't even be out there in the world. One could say that. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there because I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist. All right? I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Even though some would say Cocoa Puffs can be delicious sometimes, right? I'm just saying, maybe I'm making sense, maybe I'm not. But damn if cutting your dick off will get you put in jail, even though we didn't have no law saying cutting your dick off is illegal. I haven't heard of that law. But if you cut somebody's dick off, you know, because they charged him various counts of aggravated, dangerous, and simple assault. So essentially, it's saying if you're engaged in BDSM that involves cutting a penis off, you have committed a crime. But we know if you engage in BDSM, it is not a crime. Consensual. And so long as those safe words, cut my dick off, are you, it's all good. I'm gonna stay dropping that. Some people feel like a nut. Sometimes they don't. So, Almond Joy got nuts. Miles don't. I mean, they did a whole commercial on it. Some people say, I don't want to have nuts. I want to be Mounds. And so here we go, crushing folks' dreams. A man's right to choose. You know, I mean, I'm Almond Joy. I'm literally Almond Joy, chocolate with nuts. I'm cool with being Almond Joy. I know there's a lot of dudes that are Almond Joy with me, right? Some people are, what's the white chocolate? They're zeros, right? There's Almond Joy and then there's the zero, because the zero is the white chocolate with the nuts. So I'm saying, there's some people who are cool being this kind of Snickers satisfying. You pick the candy bar you want. Then there's the people who want to be Milky Way. They want to be, no nuts, right? Just don't know nuts. They want to be Milky Way. They want to be Mounds. Why I got to have nuts? Why can't I go nutless? So there's a whole nutless movement out there. And we hating on them. So now it's just like we're going to have folks out there protesting freedom nuts. My nuts. I can do whatever I want with my nuts. You don't like it? What? Because we're sending folks to jail because they don't want their dicks. And anybody who want to help them, they go into jail too. Now, it used to be in racist connotations. They say, you helping them N-words, you're an N-word lover. You're an N-word lover. And so now, you're a cut the nuts off lover. It's a whole, so we're anti-nutless people. So if you don't have nuts, we hate you. It's kind of a mark, right? I mean, because, you know, we've been hating on women for a long time as a male represented society. So anybody who want to be aching, a women, woman adjacent. That's what I want to say. You want to be woman adjacent, you get some of that hate too. Because you ain't got nuts, so yeah, nah, I can hate you. Even though they probably hated you when you had nuts. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's a whole thing, right? You got nuts, I hate you. You don't have nuts, I hate you. I just hate you. Because now you're trying to trick me. And so you don't have nuts. But then you... Anyway. So, yeah, it's a whole lot of convoluted craziness up in this piece, right? And so the conspiracy theorist in me, I thought that. When I saw there's another group of dudes who wanted their dicks cut off, they want to be eunuchs, I thought, man, they just, you know, they have the right to choose, the man's right to choose. Then I thought all the other metaphysical stuff, the universe, like, oh man. And thing is, and this is a sad thing, I don't even smoke. I ain't drinking. I ain't taking no mushrooms. I'm like, maybe because I had a Snapple apple. I'm like, I'm going to have to read these ingredients in Snapple apple because it's like, maybe I'm drunk off Snapple apple. Snapple apple take me to that other place in the universe. So some people smoke weed to get there. Damn it, I drink Snapple apple. And Snapple apple makes me almond joy. All right, well, I probably then overstayed myself in this. In this segment, I think I made sense. Maybe three people out there is like, yeah, I can see that. And then everybody else is like, this here, he's no peas. Men right to choose. Men ain't got the right to choose. You gotta keep your dick, homie. Keep your dick. Don't use it. Just keep it though. It don't get in the way. Anyway. See, I can just go on with you, so I'm going to stop. So, this is Clay Creation. I wrote this song, Pocket.
Yeah. B-I-N-G-O. I'm like M and you Benzino. And the boy bank account got them Benji though. God levels been the God, bitch, we Benzino. And this year ain't my only win. And this year ain't your only win. Have been, should have been, would have been, could have been, something great. The pen's been late, so if you run up on the boy, the bottom meet in your face, I see great pleasure in watching niggas die. Lon, I've been on and I'm top five. On it, man, I'm sick with the money. Good hooked on, the shows I'm booked on. Make the money come fast, cash on Ramadan. Ooh, shawty sad, man, that ass on. Baby, turn around, let me see that thing. I only get guesses and you niggas get Baby, I'm a Don, not the time of St. Laurent. Put you in the dirt, hit the dirt, this ain't what you want. Niggas more interested in follow the count. I'm more interested in dollar the mouth. Out for blood like I'm Dracula count. The entendres in my verse, miraculous the amount. You really act like that, nigga. You don't even trust yourself, I only trust the shooter. You sit back for what's in store, bitch, I am the looter. Stupidest groovies, the network of movies and wait. Coop full of groovies, ridiculous booties and wait. I snipe all the groovies and call all the booties and wait. Hold on, I think I got my pocket. A pocket's a profit, a profit and see you with pockets. Pop the ball, pick and feed the pockets, keep my penmanship. I can pick perfect, pressure locket. My career rocket with no intentions of ever stopping. I specialize in a plethora of precious topics. Bitch, I scan honest like I'm retro star. Or downtown, they go bars. Learn the ways of the force on planet, they go bars. And your rap scene is lying, but I see no stars. Biblical clay, I see no jars. I get the throat, I don't see no jars. Play the ghost, I don't see no flaws. Please see the above.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
That was Clay Creation, Pockets. I wrote that song. I mean, because I made him, so I wrote the song. That's how it goes. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Enjoy of live radio, people. Live stuff happens. And speaking of live stuff, I don't even know where I start. I mean, I've got my, I guess I can start with the hater of the week, because, you know, they're out there. We got to give them a shout out, so.
Hate.
I hate you. All right. So, my hater of the week is CEO Vishal Garg. Not to be confused with Gargamel from the Smurfs, but Vishal Garg. He delivered a 3-minute speech informing the attendees, his 900 employees and his real estate company, Better.com, that they were terminated effectively immediately. So, yeah, he said it was a very challenging decision. And the second time he had to lay off workers, and the last time he did it, he cried. This time he was going to be strong. He said, this time I hope to be stronger. So, not going to cry when he ruins your dreams in life. He's going to be strong through messing you up. You get on there thinking, oh, you're going to talk about the bonus. Nope. Mr. Garg, once again, no relation to Gargamel. He's just gonna push through. Be strong. I'm gonna be strong. So shout out to Gargamel grandkid. Shout out to him. Yeah. So yeah, that's nice. So, after I hate her, you know, we gotta do Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, man. So, former Minnesota police officer Kim Porter, she says during her trial that she wants the judge, not the jury, to decide whether there are aggravating factors that would subject her to a longer sentence should she be convicted in the fatal shooting of motorist Dante Wright earlier this year. Now, the police, ex-cop, calling her shot. You know, they say, oh, shoot your shot. You never know. She's shooting her shot. She's calling her shot. You know, 8-ball in the corner pocket. So, hey, if they're going to convict me, I don't want to go the legal process. We need to circumvent that. I need the judge who more than likely is going to be very, very friendly to me, as opposed to the jury, who is made up of people that I can't intimidate. I mean, people that who can't see how I'm a nice person. Yeah, this is the woman who mistakenly drew her handgun when she said she reached for her taser.
Because, you know what? You've looked at them tasers. And you've seen the handgun. They're so fucking similar. Oh, my God. I was looking at a taser. I was like, man, that looks exactly not like a handgun. Exactly not like one. But, you know, maybe she didn't have her glasses on that day. She forgot her bifocals. And so, I mean, because I'm making a joke on something that ain't funny, but it's like Groundhog Day. Something as insensitive as, I mean, you can't even just, look, I killed him. I felt like he deserved to die and I killed him. I mean, we understand that. See, and I think, and this is white people listen. This is the galling part. Homie's dead. It's already a hit. But the lie is the extra. We already know you getting away with it. You already know you getting away with it. Why we gotta lie? We ain't gotta go through that. You gotta go, oh yeah, you know, back in the day, he smoked marijuana out this chick's ass. So, 25 years later, that's why he had to be shot. It's like, you're gonna say something really, really stupid. You're going to bring up something that ain't got nothing to do with what happened. And don't understand how that shit right there, just tell us the truth. Y'all saying the truth on a whole lot of stuff. At least this is the truth, right? She's like, look, I want the judge because I got the judge in my pocket. The judge going to listen to us. The jury, not so much because I can't kill all of y'all. I mean, threaten all of y'all. I mean, influence what y'all thinking. So I need to judge. That's essentially what they're saying. But, you know, that's what it is. Groundhog Day. Please stop lying. Please stop lying. It's okay. We get it. Our lives ain't worth shit. We've got all that. Y'all ain't got to lie to kill us. Because you was already killing us anyway. Just tell the truth. It's so much better. So much better. If you're gonna rape me, you know, say you're going to rape me. Don't say I raped you because those boots was too much. I couldn't handle it. I mean, just don't tell a lie. Just rock with it. You just wanted to do it. You're into violating. That's it. We good. That's all. That's Groundhog Day. Just you ain't gotta lie to violate us. We already know it's coming. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue to holler at me, jump to the Smooth Drama chat room. We can talk about this and that, from sneakers to hats. Other than that, thank you for listening. Catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama. Smooth.